Hey y'all, welcome back to the Nutrition Hangout. Today I wanted to do a Halloween edition, and I may be telling you a few things you've already heard before, but I'm hoping I can switch it up and maybe educate you a little bit on how to actually enjoy Halloween and not overdo it. So before I dive into the topic, I know a lot of us can be one of three people. Maybe you're a parent and your kid goes trick-or-treating usually, and I know COVID's changing all of this, but let's pretend it's not COVID. And these are your past behaviors, maybe. And you're the parent who sneaks candy from your kids' bags throughout the week. And you find yourself with just wrapper upon wrapper upon wrapper that you're hiding from your kids. And you realize you might be out of control. The second person you might be is the person who buys a ton of candy for the kids on the block, kind of overestimating it. And then you're left with all this candy. And then you indulge in the leftover candy. Or you're the third person and maybe you're in an office, which I know not a lot of people are in an office right now, but maybe you're in an office and everybody is dumping their leftover Halloween candy into the office. So you are surrounded by it, even if you don't have it around you at home. So I'm going to give you some tips on how you won't end up into a Kit Kat, Reese's, or Snickers coma, or even Milky Way or Three Musketeers, because I hate those too, and hopefully you don't end up in a coma with chocolate everywhere because you really just can't control yourself. So really today, I just want to address how you can manage Halloween candy without eating all of it or even giving yourself the mindset that you shouldn't have any of it, because that might be a little bit unrealistic for you. That might not be perfect for your lifestyle, but instead of going with a should or shouldn't, because no one likes to be should on, I'm going to give you tips on how you can be successful this Halloween and actually still enjoy some candy. So my number one rule for Halloween is give yourself a candy allowance. And knowing you're allowed to have up to so many pieces, which I recommend 3 pieces of candy, knowing that you can have 3 pieces of candy in a day, it makes it easier to control yourself. You won't be thinking about the candy all day long, knowing it's around you, but you can't have it. It takes away the power from the candy, knowing, yeah, I'm allowed to have this and I'm going to have this, and it makes it not as big of a deal in your head anymore. My second tip is your allowance can only last so many days. So now that you know how many pieces of candy you're going to have per day, give yourself a limit on how long this is going to last. And really, this is my 3x3 rule. 3 pieces of candy for 3 days. That way you're not making it a habit. And if you went longer than 3 days, you're actually starting to expect candy more often and you're telling your brain, I'm always getting candy, I'm always getting candy. So if there's still a lot of candy left in the house, I recommend either tossing it, which I know that makes some people cringe, giving it away, which I honestly have a hard time with because I don't want people to eat a ton of candy, so why am I giving it to them? But not everyone has the right answer on what to do with getting rid of candy, but I personally am more of a I'm just gonna toss it kind of person. The third step in doing this is to choose wisely. Don't waste your candy allowance on any candy in the bag, especially if it's your kid's bag. Pick your favorites and hide them away for yourself, or make sure there's enough to last for those 3 days. So if you satisfy your sweet tooth with your favorites, then you won't be craving them later because you didn't get them. So I hate sweet tarts. And if I was craving a Snickers and all was available was a sweet tart in my kid's bag, and that's what I went and ate, I would be disappointed and I would be looking around for the candy that I actually wanted. So don't waste your time on boring flavors or things that you don't actually want to eat, because it's just gonna leave you in that mentality of wanting more later. My fourth tip is do not feel guilty. This is the time of year that you may finally get to enjoy a Snickers. That's okay. Let this day be exactly what it is and then move on. Don't feel bad about what you're eating. This isn't your everyday life. This is a fun holiday during a really hard time. And now if you've been eating Snickers daily since COVID began, that's a little bit of a different conversation. But if you've been looking forward to Halloween, maybe this is your favorite holiday of the entire year and you really want to enjoy it, let yourself enjoy it. Let this be what it actually is. My fifth tip is if you know that you cannot have just 3 pieces and you must stay away from candy, then get yourself your favorite snack instead. So my kid loves popcorn. He calls it the popping corn now. And I mean, he like loves popcorn. So I don't plan on giving him Halloween candy, not because I'm a nutritionist, hear me out. It's because he actually doesn't like sweet things. He gets this little sour look on his face when he eats something that's sweet, like he's eaten a lemon or something, like it's disgusting. So instead, I'm gonna give him popcorn and he'll be excited because he loves popcorn and he thinks it's the greatest snack ever. So if you know eating candy is a huge trigger for you and you'll be off the rails and you've no self-control, then think about what your favorite snack is, especially if you have control around that snack, and then indulge in that snack on Halloween. And then you know you have your self-control, you're in a good environment, and you're still enjoying something to celebrate the holiday. And then my last tip is to teach your kids healthy habits with candy. Kids will eat candy until they're sick. Well, some kids, mine won't, but he'll eat popcorn until he's sick. So teach your kids that you can have some candy here and there, but binging on Halloween candy isn't a healthy habit. Like, we're not gonna go into a chocolate coma watching horror movies laid out on the ground with wrappers everywhere. That's probably not the best example to set. So the example you set can help them respect their bodies and make good choices down the road and actually help them have really good boundaries with sweets. I know Halloween is looking very different this year, and many streets in our neighborhood, including my own, are doing a Halloween parade, and then they get a little bag of candy at the end of the parade for the kiddos. And I kind of feel like this is a blessing because they have a smaller amount of candy this year than if we went door to door and just got all of the candy. But it's also sad because my son doesn't get a trick or treat for the first time, and he's going to be a little fire truck, and I'm super excited for him to be able to dress up, but he won't get that experience. But I hope everyone enjoys Halloween, and I hope you're able to keep it light and fun and slightly normal for yourself and the kids. I know it's difficult having to constantly make changes around COVID, and this is another reminder of the year that we've had. But I hope you stay safe. I hope you make my mulled wine recipe from my Instagram page, which is Heard It From Rose. And you can just put that in a little mug and walk around with your kids if you're having a parade, and you can have your own little Halloween treat. But I hope you sit back and enjoy Halloween in whatever capacity you can.